The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, January the 17th, 2013. Good to have you here. Our two guests that we have today, they're kind of dancing on both sides of me.
They're so excited.
We're very
heartful. Oh, wait.
They're very excited about the new year here. So let's start, first of all, with Outrageous Friday. Stacy Pottinger, welcome to Radio Friends.
Thanks.
Outrageous Friday. This is Thursday, so tomorrow
you've got it. Tomorrow night, it's another Outrageous Friday.
So what is Outrageous Friday?
Well, Outrageous Fridays is something that happens quarterly in downtown Columbia. Chris could tell you how long it's been going on. It's been going on all the way, our sixth year. Sixth year. And so all over downtown, there are galleries that are open, there are stores that are staying open late, and they may have a featured artist who's doing a demonstration or having a one-night extra special mm-hmm. show in their store. And up in the North Village Arts District where I'm at, in Orr Street Studios, we've got somebody who's going to do a demo, and then we've got a lot of artists in Orr Street Studios who've been working hard, getting all of their work ready to show for tomorrow night. Lots of little pieces, medium-sized pieces, big pieces, because we want people to come in from every income level and be ready to purchase art.
So how did Outrageous Fridays come about? How did it get started?
Well, it started. Chris would know more about when
you
it
keep
started.
Wanting to bring him.
I'm bailing on
to that
Chris.
One, so.
Yeah, it started as I think it was a way just to celebrate the arts quarterly on a Friday night, get people to come downtown, and more than just doing like a gallery crawl where the emphasis might be on drinking and having a good time, but we wanted people to come out, have a good time for sure, but to look at the art, talk about art with other people. A lot of the places, like I said, will have a demonstration or mm-hmm. learn about doing an art form.
Is it going well? Is Outrageous Friday?
It is incredible. Yeah, it's going really well. We always have a fantastic turnout at Orr Street Studios. People know that we are there we have a good time, and the artists really do work hard to have a lot of stuff out, and they're there, and they're ready to interact with the public.
Okay, so Outrageous Friday starts at what time?
6 o'clock, 6 till 9.
6 till 9.
Yep.
Okay, so and you're asking people to just spend as much time in the gallery at that
yeah, yeah, and I believe there's a trolley that runs through downtown so that you can go from stop to stop. And
is that the Tiger Trolley?
It's not the new Tiger Trolley
it's
that
you're not.
Thinking of.
Okay,
but there will be a trolley that goes
We've
around.
We've done it in a blizzard, snowstorm, rain. No matter what, we are going to be
so
there.
So Outrageous Friday goes on tomorrow, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Stacy Pottinger, thank you so much
for coming by. Thanks for having me.
Okay, now I guess I turn to Chris Stevens over here.
He's going to tell you about something
the I know
about.
The Minister of Culture.
That's right.
The Minister of Culture. So you were responsible for Outrageous Friday?
No, I am not. However, my wife and a small group of people many years ago got together and were trying to come up with some ideas to promote the arts. We already had the gallery crawl, but they wanted something more. They wanted something that, like Stacy said, really celebrated the arts. That got away from, the sort of the drinking side that the gallery crawl was and focused more on the arts, doing more hands-on activities, creating more interaction with the public, with the arts. And so mm-hmm. that's how Outrageous was born. And again, it's been going for 6 years now, and it's really gained a lot of momentum. It's
Are there ever any art classes during Outrageous Friday?
There are definitely a lot of art demonstrations, and many times the ability for people to actually participate in the arts. Now, not formal classes per se as part of it, but again, a lot of times where you'll see an artist, how they do their work, and then sometimes you get the opportunity to try something similar.
So obviously you are heartily endorsing Outrageous Friday.
Absolutely. I think it's a great way to celebrate all the arts that we have, particularly downtown.
Okay.
And again, it happens all over downtown,
sure.
So it's great.
Now, besides Outrageous Friday as a culture of minister, ministry, the Minister of Culture.
Well, hey, we're in a new year.
Yeah.
Right? We're in a new year. A lot of people might have made New Year's resolutions already, but if they haven't, I've got some ideas for them.
What?
Why don't you make art part of your year. You know, make a point to make art part of your year.
Okay, that's a lifestyle change then. You know, resolutions don't really work. You have to, we were talking about that. You have to decide that you're going to make a lifestyle change. So if you do that, you say, I'm going to change my life a little bit. I'm going to get involved with art.
I make art
a part of my life.
You know, I challenge you to attend at least one art event a month. And whether that's seeing a movie at Ragtag, whether it's going to the Columbia Entertainment Company, whether it's attending something like Artrageous Friday, just find one art-oriented event a month and go. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Many wonderful entertainment venues
that's
available.
Exactly right. And really, there is some sort of art happening, art opportunity, activity, literally every night of the week. So you could find something every night of the week to do if you wanted. So, you know, there's ways that you can find out. Again, you can always follow us on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/ComoArts, same thing with Twitter. We also put out an email newsletter that gets all the word out there. Our Arts Express newsletter, again, tells you all of these activities. Mm-hmm. So come to us.
And performing arts going on.
Literary, performing, music, you know, hands-on activities, visual arts. It's out there.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard to find.
Well, you are a great salesman.
I'm telling you.
For Central Missouri. Actually, you and Bill Clark. Bill Clark attends every musical.
I see Bill out a lot. I saw Bill at the ballet a couple months ago, and you're right. He's out making
rounds. He's at everything. And actually, not just in Columbia, but Bill branches out through all of Central Missouri with the arts.
Well, hopefully he follows us on Twitter, so he knows where all these activities are. Well, you're probably right. But everyone else should, for that matter.
Okay. You can follow on Twitter and what else?
And Facebook. And you can, through our website, you can sign up for an email newsletter we just started. We hope to be sending it out weekly. That'll give you all the week's activities that are coming up in the arts, as well as a couple of little articles of interesting things going on.
Really? So you're going to be sending out a weekly newsletter?
That's right. We're doing it monthly right now, and we're hoping very soon we're going to be able to beef it up and do it weekly. So all you got to do, give us your email address. We'll send you it's a nice, very short, succinct newsletter on what's going on in the arts, and it'd be a great way to keep up with what's going on.
Okay, how do they sign?
Be able to go to at least one event a month. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. All right. So how do they sign up for this newsletter?
Go to gocolumbiamo.com/arts, and you'll see a spot right there to sign up for our emailed newsletter.
And you will be sending it out weekly then.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Chris Stevens, thank you so much for coming
Always
by.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
What do I call you?
The Minister of Culture is what I'm branding myself as. But it's a self-proclaimed prophecy.
Yes, the Minister of Culture. What is your title? What's your official title?
Manager of the Office of Cultural Affairs. Where's the fun in that, right?
Right, okay.
They wouldn't let me put Minister of Culture on my cards, though.
Yeah, print up a separate set of cards.
Yeah, bureaucracy, right?
Thank you so much, Chris. Good having you here. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Joan Stack from the State Historical Society will join us. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this program again or sign up for a free vodcast or podcast, go to kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends. Bye-bye.